Prepare yourselves, Bucs fans. Unleashed from the corporate shackles of the Tampa Tribune, Tampa Bay's only Pro Football Hall of Fame voter is finally free to speak his mind. That's Ira Kaufman, the custodian of Canton himself. The Ira Kaufman podcast is presented exclusively by Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa on Fletcher, just west of 275, and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon, Brandon's only luxury dealership. The best ever summer sale event is on now at Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon. Turn up the volume, put up your feet. The Ira Kaufman podcast is on at JoeBucksFan.com.
It is podcast number two, the Ira Kaufman podcast, exclusively on JoeBucksFan.com. And we are back again, sitting in a gorgeous 2016 Cadillac CTSV. Myself, Steve Isbitz, with the custodian of Canton himself, Ira Kaufman. 6.2-liter supercharged, 640-horsepower engine, comes track-ready right off the showroom floor. I wish this thing was mine. And you know what, Ira? The Buccaneers have a guy that they thought came right off the showroom floor, ready to play tight end, arguably one of the greatest jokes in Tampa Bay history for our first two seasons, because the guy's got a lot of jokes in his resume. Austin Seferian Jenkins, huge year for him, pivotal year. What do you make of this guy so far? What do you make?
Steve, on the offensive side of the ball, let's be honest, there's not a tremendous amount of intrigue going into camp. Steve, you know, they're looking for a slot receiver. The left guard spot, a little competition there with Sweezy and Pamphiel. But the big one to me is tight end, Steve. Cameron Brate's coming on strong, and I'm telling you, he's growing on Dirk Cutter, and he certainly should have the attention of Austin Seferian Jenkins. Now, Steve, we have to remember, in the season opener, and that was a debacle by any standards.
It was.
He caught both touchdown passes from Jameis Winston. The kid's got talent. We see him in training camp, Steve. He gets open. He's a tough matchup for a safety or a linebacker. The problems are immaturity, and his hands aren't all that good, Steve. Let's be honest. Suspect hands. He can move, and he's difficult to guard. But he has not made his mark in this league, Steve. Now, I was in New Orleans 2 years ago, Steve, and I was leaving the hotel, the team hotel, and getting ready to go to the game, and I look, and the team buses have gone, and I see Seferian Jenkins standing on the front stoop. And I said to my colleague, he missed the team bus. Sure enough, he did miss that team bus. He's standing on top of footballs when he shouldn't. He's getting thrown out of OTAs when he shouldn't. Steve, the kid's got a lot to prove. We all hear about this is his time. Well, this has to be his time, Steve, or he's not going to have another chance.
So wait, let me dial this back here, Ira. So what is this front stoop? Is this at a hotel?
That goes back to my Brooklyn days, but it's the team hotel.
Oh, so he's at the team hotel.
Yeah. He's standing in front of the doors that lead into the lobby.
I got you.
And I said to, Roy Cummings, I said, this guy just missed the team bus.
I thought for a second that Bucks were living in a brownstone somewhere.
The Glazers, they come up with good team hotels, Steve.
So this was the first team bus or the second team bus? Because I know there's usually two that go to the airport.
He missed all of them. They were all gone.
I got it.
And the next thing I knew, when I looked in my rearview mirror, because we jumped in a cab, he was hailing a cab and to get over there. And that's an example. And that was as a rookie, Steve. Can you imagine a rookie doing that? And he hasn't gotten any more mature over the years.
Well, that's certainly he hasn't really improved in that area. I make this contention, Ira. I think he's almost done at this point. I don't really think there's much of a competition with him and Cameron Brate and Luke Stocker, who by the snap count, Stocker is the number one tight end. He's the guy out there for every one play. He's their rock steady force at tight end. The Bucs, of course, ran a lot of heavy sets last year with multiple tight ends, sometimes a third tight end with Kevin Pamphiel. And Cutter has raved about that chemistry with Cameron Brate. And Winston, why try to force ASJ in the lineup when the guy doesn't even know where to line up? I'm not sure he even has much of a huge chance here.
See,
it's just my
gut. This, Steve, this for your readers and listeners is where the custodian of Canton is about to pay dividends early. You are forgetting one thing, Mr. Isbitz. While Dirk Cutter was not a member of the Buck organization when Seferian Jenkins was a second-round pick out of Washington, in 2014, Jason Light drafted him. You have to remember that. It was, I believe, Jason Light's first draft class. You know how Cutter and Light are tight. They have to be because, let's face it.
Oh, of course. Of
we
course.
Did Light pick Cutter to succeed Lovie Smith, and that's what happened. So he owes Light a little bit, and it's not going to look great on Jason Light's resume, which already looks spotty in terms of free agency, Steve, if his second-round pick from his first draft class doesn't get on the field. I'm not as enamored of Luke Stocker as my every-down tight end as you are for a simple reason, Steve. He can't catch the ball. He never gets open. So if you want a tight end that's going to end up with 11 receptions for 112 yards and one touchdown, that's fine. If your argument is that Cameron Brate is better than Austin Seferian Jenkins, we're about to find that out, Steve. But I will say this. On talent alone, Seferian Jenkins is a superior talent.
Yeah, I'll give you that. He's got the talent. We, you know, we get the benefit of seeing practice. We know the guy can get open. We know that we see the raw talent, which is undeniable. But you know, that's sort of where it gets very interesting here, because with the Buccaneers, as we talked about in a previous podcast, they're thin at receiver. And this is a team that's still probably going to run out a lot of two tight end sets this year because I don't think the slot is necessarily so exciting. And that was successful last year, fifth-ranked offense, running the ball, that option. Charles Sims is an option, of course. So I don't know. I know you're not enamored with Stocker, but clearly there's a lot of value there, and it's going to be a great debate as we go forward and watch the Seferian
Jenkins. It's all in Jenkins' hands, Steve. I mean, let's be honest.
It is.
It's in his hands.
It is.
And maybe, just maybe, getting tossed out of a mandatory minicamp, what was an eye-opener.
We can hope. But you know what? If the previous stuff wasn't an eye-opener, Ira, from standing on the ball and throwing the fastball 1 inch from the goal line and getting that 15-yard penalty in December last year, in St. Louis, you know, that was
he's
that
on
was
a short
mess.
Leash, Steve. Short.
Very, very short leash. And, you know, speaking of short leashes, we're sitting in this Cadillac CTSV, and Ira, I would need a leash if I owned this beautiful, beautiful vehicle.
You'd never want to leave here. You'd never want to get out of this car, Steve.
Because, you know what, with all the intense performance specs of this car, which is just unbelievable, as we talked about earlier, it's still a Cadillac, which is always setting the standard in the world of luxury, and this is just so luxurious. Man.
And you combine that, Steve, you combine it with the power and the characteristics of a sports car, that's an unbeatable combination.
640 horsepower. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, of course, we are presented by Edmore's Cadillac Tampa, Edmore's Cadillac Brandon. You can check out their websites, which are right available right here on joebucksfan.com.
When are the Bucks going to be a Cadillac team of the NFL, Steve? When are they going to be a luxurious, always in demand, always talked about franchise?
Fantastic question, Ira, and that's going to be, I think, our next podcast as we get a deeper understanding of what this 2016 team actually looks like. Thanks, Ira. It's been fun, man.
Can't wait to continue this relationship, Steve. I feel liberated. Freedom is my watchword, along with Ed Morse Cadillac. And, Steve, we're going to have a lot of fun this year.
All right, good deal, Custodian. See you next time.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Ira Kaufman Podcast on JoeBucksFan.com, brought to you by Ed Morse Cadillac Tampa and Ed Morse Cadillac Brandon.